Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, one of the most, the king of kings himself. God damn, I'm so good. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, because I'm taking a sip of my special water right now, he has a note that hung up on me first, if he decided to call back. He is the one, the only. I know why he hung up on me. He's too busy watching the game right now, but I don't want to jinx anything yet. But his name is Sean Black, everyone.
Oh, Lord, Sean Black in the building once again. Actually, what happened is my earbud fell right out of my ear and hung up on you. So maybe it was a good thing that happened for a quick
time. You know what? I'm about to say that, you know. I guess that small earbud is not big enough for your big ears, you know. But besides that, okay. It's going to be one of... Tonight's show could be a half an hour show, a 25-minute show, or hour show. You never know. But the number to call in later on is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, what do you need to plug?
Yes. Well, first, I'm going to plug our mutual friend Max, who has his own website, blog called cheap1974.com. It's basically financial advice for those that are trying to save money and come up with different ways to retire rich. So that is cheap, C-H-E-A-P, 1974.com. So check that out. I've actually been on there a couple of times. There's some pretty decent advice on that website.
Yeah.
Also,
he gave one today. Excuse me to cut you off. He gave one today that I read today about what happened when you have no money, ways to save money to build a better future. So despite being in the hole, sometimes we do fall in the hole sometimes, but there's a way to bounce right back up. It may take a long time, but if you put away $5 a day or $5 a week, it's better than having nothing at all. But one thing people do not realize in general, whether you're rich or middle class or poor, we always need to find a way to save something because emergencies do happen. Like there's death or bad weather, something, y'all know, repairs that need to be done in the house. We all live from paycheck to paycheck, so most of us. And we know gas prices have been through the roof and we're going through inflation. But still, if you were putting in $5-$10 a week or something like that, you never know. It will come back and help you in the end. Yes, go ahead, Sean.
Yes, so that's something that you can check out. So once again, check out the site. It's cheap1974.com. The other site that I plug, which we always plug every week, is Morton Law's podcast on anchor.fm/Mortons-law. That is one of the better podcasts that are out there. Christopher Morton talks about sports, wrestling, his own personal life with his own sick and twisted sense of humor. So check that out. Almost 60 episodes up and running. Actually, he's at 60 episodes. So it's Morton's Law podcast at anchor.fm/Mortons-law. And check that out right now.
And one thing Sean Black and Morton Law have in common, they're both sick and twisted with their dark humor. But let's go on with it. Let's move on. Okay. Once again, going to sound like a broken record over and over for the last 7 years. We're going to talk about the same old topics. And correct me if I'm wrong, when we did our show 2 weeks ago, did we do the topic about mass shooting?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, the last show that we did happened just after the shooting in Buffalo. And that was, 2 weeks ago?
Yes. And, you know, I'm like, this is Sean Black and our inside joke. I'm like, once again, we talk like husband and wife every day about the whole everything that's going on in the world. And Sean Bank always had a habit. Didn't it sound like premature or that stuff, but this is how we do it. He would text me news, and every time he texted me about a school shooting, I would text him back, no, Sean, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to hear about it, I don't care, no.
Yes.
But that's our inside joke, because Sean Bank knows how I feel about this topic, because it's the same thing over and over again. But this is before I find out what really happened with the school shooting. I'm not going to say too much. I don't have anything to say because I am over it. So I'm glad to know why. Because it's the same thing over and over again. And Sean Beck broke down some facts about school shooters, mass shooters. And it's just mind-boggling and sickening that in this country that we call the United States of America, that we are going to, no other countries around the world have stricter gun laws, and they have very little mass shooting. While America, we have mass shootings every week. You know the Oprah saying, you get a car. Now is you get a bullet, you get shot. Everybody's getting shot. And what happened in Texas was a day that some kids received certificates or awards. So imagine a parent, you go to the school, drop your kid off, give them credit for receiving, a certificate or stepping up program or something. Go home. Let them find out an hour later, your son or your daughter is gone due to a shooter. And when I told Sean Black when I heard about the shooter, I went upset with the shooter. I'm like, don't get me wrong, I am upset with the situation. But at the same time, I told Sean Black, we deserve this. We asked for this. We put this, we failed the kids in many ways and one. Because we have talked about this nonstop, because politics, the people, the gun lovers, the anti-guns, it is the same thing over and over. We have a mass shooting. People get upset. People cry. The thoughts and prayers both BS. People debate about it on social media, going crazy back and forth. Right to bear arm, can't take my guns away. And back to the shooting again. It's a, as they call this in The Lion King, the circle of life. Over and over and over. Now, Sean Black, before you vent off, apparently there's no end in sight about this topic at all. Because as we joke about all the time, well, wait till the next week mass shooting, this is what that's going to bring. So, ladies and gentlemen, you go call up on the show and tell me you have the right to bear arms and all that nonsense. I can speak to Sean Black and I. You're not going to win this fight against us. Because 19 or 21 kids, I can't remember the numbers, are not coming home. And two teachers. And on top of that, the teacher that got shot, her husband passed away days later from a heart attack. From a broken heart. How can people be satisfied and be happy with this gun problem in this country? Well, like I say all the time on this program, America loves his guns more than his own children. Sean Black, take it away.
And you set it up beautifully. And the saddest part about this whole thing is that I think looking at where we are today, is it really anywhere different from where we were 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks before that? Just to give you an idea, when we talk about mass shootings and I would think that's probably the topic we've talked about more so than anything we've done on this show as far as
and
just one shooting. Particular topic.
And
cop shootings. Yes. And here we're at right now. Just to give you an idea, between the Buffalo shooting, I'm just going to say this, just from between the Buffalo shooting and the Uvalde, Texas shooting, there were 16 mass shootings in that 10-day span. Mass shooting means one person in an area with at least four people that are shot. Doesn't necessarily mean killed, but at least four people shot. If you're going by that equivocation, we've had 16 mass shootings in that small block alone. That's not to even mention any of the stuff that may have happened after this shooting. But one of the things that we don't talk about, one of the things we don't think about is why these things continue to happen. Part of this is the environment that we continue to seem to fester in this country. But also, we're also looking at now how these things are handled. Now, I'm not going to rehash the shooting because we all know what happened as far as end result.
Excuse me, Sean Black, I have a big disclaimer. I didn't realize I did this till now. Tonight's show is short. I think I said it's 45 minutes in an hour, so we got 33 minutes left. My fault.
Okay. So.
And then after you, Sean Black, Brother B will go. Well, go ahead.
No problem. But what I'll do is, making this shorter than we would normally do, I'll put it into this perspective. The police department that was there to make sure that all of this was happening, the ones that are supposed to protect those kids, they initially in their press conference talked about how the shooter was pretty much going in. He was confronted by somebody. We found out that that was a lie. So the police were in CYA mode. We also found out that there was a time period in between that shooting and from the engagement of the shooter going to the school. There were between 10:03 p.m. to 10:47 p.m., nine 911 calls from inside the school. Now, the press conference, those police told everybody that this was not an active shooter issue. This became a barricade issue, meaning that they stopped from thinking, well, this is not an active shooter. We're going to go into negotiation aspect of it. And the reason why that is an absolute crock of bull is just like I just told you. Between 10:03 and 10:47, there were nine calls made in there. A lot of those kids were not in one room. A lot of those kids were in three separate rooms adjacent to the room that a lot of the shooting went through. So they lied on that aspect to protect themselves. We saw the video of the police who spent more effort going into the school to doing their jobs. They were more interested in protecting the parents and themselves, as evidenced by the parents that were actually arrested. One was pepper sprayed and handcuffed. The one person that was handcuffed, her name was Angelie Rose Gomez. She actually was handcuffed, was let go. She went, when the police had their backs turned, she went to the school, went through the gate, got her two kids who were still in the school on the premises while this shooting was still going on, and brought them back safely. We also know that there was an off-duty police officer who had children there as well and was able to get those children out. So that's part of the blame. But the number one blame that I'll go into, and I'll do this as quickly as I can, the main reason why this continues to happen, outside of the fact that we have way too many guns, and the insulting aspect of saying that this is all mental health problems, crazy people with guns, is that the gun lobby continues to be the strongest issue that is happening here in the United States. For those that listen outside of the United States to try to figure what that is that the NRA, the National Rifle Association, which has a lobby of huge amounts of money, that they basically are giving kind of like a legal kickback, contributions to campaigns, to plenty of congressmen and senators, et cetera, to go to their reelection campaigns, to get them to go back in and look the other way almost when it comes to legislation that seems to help guns out. When you're looking at three of the people that I'm going to give you that are three of the biggest people that get these kickbacks, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, that same Ted Cruz that left his people when he went to Cancun and threw his daughter under the bus while saying that they were going to go on a vacation when they were going through an ice storm. Steve Scalise, he got almost $400,000 in donations from the NRA. Ted Cruz got over $440,000 from the NRA. The reason why I bring up Steve Scalise is if you remember during the COVID, the big COVID issue that happened, there was a baseball game that was like a kind of like a charity game with all of the current senators, et cetera, kind of like a free game for everybody to be cheerful about. He was shot at this game by a crazed person that came in with a gun. You'd think that Scalise would probably have something to say about maybe getting this taken care of. No, he's a gun victim. Lindsey Graham, we all know this is the same guy who has literally no guts because he talked dirty about former President Trump and then in alignment with him. And then Mitch McConnell, who in his career, since he's actually been in office, has gotten over $1.2 million from the gun lobby. The gun lobby dictates what happens procedurally as they go into these negotiations for these gun laws. The gun laws get written up for common sense reasons, which 68% of the country is in alignment of having common sense gun laws. And every time we get to a shooting, something happens, and then the Republicans shoot it down. And this is the fundamental problem where we continue to do this perpetual dance where the Democrats want to get something done. The Republicans, who are usually taking these kickbacks from the NRA, the gun lobby, making sure that they're there, and then they do nothing. And we're right back here at the same position. They're going to go on Twitter and do the same thing, talk about, thoughts and prayers. And they've all taken money, contributions from the NRA, which does absolutely nothing to help out this country and where we're at. And it's never going to change unless we get this kind of money out of politics.
All right, Brother B, you told me this is not a gun solution. It's not a gun problem, but it's a people problem. But overall, do you think the problem is the politics itself, or is it a bigger issue than we could imagine? Then I pass it to Kato. We have 25 minutes left.
All right, check it out. Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Greetings.
Listen, first of all, I don't know what has ever been the purpose, the reason, or the need for military-grade weapons to be sold to civilians. But I'm not even trying to understand it. It just is what it is. Do I think it's a gun control issue? No, it's not. It's a people issue. It's a politic issue. Listen, we keep voting for the same people, and nothing changes. You vote for different people, nothing changes. So it's just human nature, man. Once again, I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. This country, cycle of violence. It was started in violence. And there's a saying, how you start is how you will end. It's always going to be violent. It was a violent takeover. It was violence throughout slavery. It was violence throughout all other terror, the civil wars and all this and that. It's always all been about violence. And did you really think that this generation or some of these kids or some of these impressionable people out here who don't have mental issues, but they're just people who either want to be known for something, they want to be attached to something, they want to play this lone wolf, they watch these movies and they see this stuff, and they really seem to think that, oh, I can be that. They're looking to be a part of something. This is where they get these crazed-ass ideas from. So they turn around and go do it. Listen, that boy that shot up that supermarket in Buffalo, he wasn't alone. He was part of somebody else's agenda. That kid,
and nor was he crazy either, as they would like to lead you to believe.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't, yeah, he's not crazy. It's not a mental issue. Mental issues, listen, stop diverting funds and other things away from the people who really have mental issues. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't have mental issues, and they turn around and they use that for some type of defense. There is no mental issue for what that boy did. There's no mental issue for what happened in Texas. There's no mental issues. Now, the police, they dropped the ball. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They dropped the ball, and that was just that. Now, they own it,
That's the most upsetting part about – I think that's the most upsetting part about the situation, that the cops dropped the ball.
If we had more time, I would have ripped into them. Definitely would have ripped into them much more so.
You are trained to do a job. There's no reason – I mean, but then again, doesn't that say, well, listen, why should we not defund the police if you're not even using the resources that you have to take care of situations that need to be taken care of, such as this? What happened? Why did all those kids die? Why?
I will do you
one
better.
You trying to tell me you had how many armed men out there against one kid? With a gun?
I'll do you one better to add on to what you just stated. If the common sense legislation that was put on the table to ban assault weapons was something that these Republicans that are in office are trying to keep floating around, that those same police officers are afraid to go in because the first thing that they're thinking about is keeping themselves protected. Forget about the children, because they didn't even care about going in there and doing their jobs, because they were outside of the school for over an hour before anything happened. If you think that they are afraid of one 18-year-old that had an AR-15 and another gun on him in a school full of kids, you think that they would be on the ball to want to ban those guns, that one gun that had them all shaking in fear that they couldn't go in and do their jobs to stop this killer from murdering children. You think they'd be
Sean Black, why am I going to ban guns when I need them to protect me from people? Why would I ban guns if I need protection? We need protection.
Let Tito answer that question.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Once again, we have to hear this horrible tragedy. 21 people, man, and 19 of them children, two teachers, murdered. You know, let me add more to this. I'm going to tell you something that I read about and something that I saw on the news. What was more disgusting.
Okay, though, real
quick,
I'm sorry. And remember what neighborhood it was. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
No, yeah.
All right, bro. All right. Now, you know, while the shooter was inside that classroom, he was inside a classroom. Did you know that 20 officers waited in the hallway for more than 45 minutes?
Yeah.
20 officers. And, you know, it's like, what is their excuse? And you know what it is? Like, what's his name? Colonel Stephen McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, he said this. He said that the commander on the scene believed that the gunman had barricaded himself into an empty classroom and no children were at risk. I'm like, wow, are you serious? And when they finally engaged with the gunman, by that time, 21 victims were dead. When they finally went in, 21 people were already dead.
Well,
now, what does that say?
Well, unfortunately, there'll be another one like this again. This is not the
exactly.
first. This won't be the
last. And you know what else? Mind if I add some more? When it comes to those politicians, those same senators, like Senator Ted Cruz, Mitch McConnell, and all of them, I know a lot of people in the Republican Party. I know all of them who are, you know, are going to be upset, but you have to face the truth. When your senator fails to pass a law banning certain guns to be in the hands of people, because let's face it, it shouldn't be that easy for you to get a military-style gun, an AR-15. I mean, how many times did you see this? We saw this in Sandy Hook.
Yeah, but
when
Kido,
that murderer
the
had,
kid,
yeah.
The kid didn't break the law. He waited till he's 18. You're 18 years old to buy a gun, go background check. He didn't break the law. He did
exactly.
what he did
but
what
you,
supposed
but
to
you
do.
Also, but you know what, Hot Rod? And everybody here, Brother B, I'm sure you guys also got to look at it like this. Different states have different laws when it comes to guns. And that's the sad part about it.
But I'm also
going to
put on top of, I'm going to add to, put on top of what you just stated. In Uvalde, Texas, you notice a big Hispanic Mexican descendant community. Yes. Everybody that was murdered in that were of Mexican descent, Hispanic descent, including the shooter. Go back to Buffalo. The person that was the main shooter in Buffalo was a white supremacist 18-year-old that got a gun and murdered a bunch of African-Americans.
Ten African-Americans were murdered.
And you look at the dynamic of how it changed, how it ended, and the impact involved. Now, mind you, there was a shooting in between that made national news, which was the shooting in California. An Asian American with Taiwanese victims that were killed in that church didn't get anywhere near the amount of attention. And this is part and parcel of the problem with how these shootings are being portrayed through the media.
Go ahead, Brother B.
Well, first of all, you got to look at the mayor of Texas. He ain't Mexican. That's number one. Number two, depending on where you're at, like Long Island or Westchester, like, you know, New York-wise, you can buy a long gun with your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have it altered as to where you can go from, you know, pow-pow to da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? There's places that do stuff like that. You can do, in certain cases, you can do all the background checks and whatever you want. I mean, for a person that's clean to buy a gun, it's about buying a gun. You can do it.
True, but Brother B, for this kid, there was no background check and there was no sign. If they say they did do background check, there was no sign of him of mental illness.
No,
any criminal record. He was clean.
Because he bought the gun and no background, like you said, no background check. He had ammo. Okay, he had a lot of rounds of ammo on him. He went in there in a military style to do war. First things first,
you're talking about Buffalo?
That was no red flag right there?
In Texas,
and
in Uvalde, Texas. But the one in Buffalo was ranting. He was writing racist rants on social media. And this one in Texas, he texts somebody saying that he's going to kill his grandmother. Then after he killed his grandmother, he texts back and says he killed his grandmother and he's going to the school.
Well, the grandmother actually is still alive. So,
but how many 911 calls before he got to the school happened? And nothing happened.
There were nine from inside the school in the time span that they stated that there was nothing going on. As a matter of fact, they have a 911 call of one of the people calling to say that, well, nothing was going on. As the call was happening, you could hear the gunshots being fired over the phone during the call.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, from the time that this started until the end, there was well over 100 shots fired.
All right, I have one more question at this for Brother B, because I do want to go to another topic in the next few minutes. Brother B, not to get too personal about your life, your daughter is in school right now in college. What type of conversations in general do you have with her about this type of situation?
What can I say? I mean, she was brought up in a household where Her mother carried a gun. Her father carried a gun. She knows about this, you know, the situations pertaining to gun. When you see one, what to do and what not to do. I mean, the only thing I can tell her is anything ever happens, an active shooter thing is, you know, you just get behind something and, you know, hope it all works out. I mean, what can I really tell her? If she's there's nothing I can really tell her. Now, I'm not going to, listen, I will be straight up honest. You want me to be honest? I'll be honest. She asked me. Does she think she should get a permit to carry while she was in Florida? And I said, well, if that's your choice, if you're ready for that responsibility and that's your choice, then do it. I'm not against it.
And hopefully she get trained, you know, how to use a gun, when to use a gun.
Well, her mother, in between her mother and me and, of course, whatever resources are, you know, wherever she's at, but definitely from me.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's going to get trained. But the whole thing is it's, listen, those are conversations you don't really think about having. But now, yeah, it has to happen. An active shoot. Like, I think everybody should be prepared or trained on some type. Every job should have some type of active shooter training.
Drill.
Every school should have, they should have some type of drill.
Sure. Because my son, of course, because my son being nosy, watching the news all the time, and he asked me questions about this. What's going on? What should he do? I'm like, I told him the truth. Hide in a closet. Do your best hiding underneath the desk. Push the desk towards the door. There's ways about it, you know. And like you guys said, there is active shooting sessions. Even that school had it, but people don't fail to realize when you do these sessions and these practices, when the moment you happen, it may not work out because one thing I learned about these drills, the number one problem when these things happen is panic.
Don't panic.
When these people went out. I think that's what happened in school. Once you're an active shooter, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's really happening. You did not believe it. You know, and that is the biggest problem is panic.
They used to actually teach drills for kids in school when back in the 70s and the 80s when everybody thought that, you know, countries were going to drop nuclear warheads on the United States.
Right. They used to have the nuclear war. I was about to say that.
Hide under a table, hide under a desk, and make sure you protect yourself. That was something that was taught from kindergarten, first, second grade. So much so that they used to put those signs in the windows. Now we're evolved past that. Now we're into you've got to have to duck and cover because you don't know whether the person that's coming into the school has military armament. And for those that talk about getting guns for the people, the best way to stop the bad guys with guns are the good guys with guns. As we saw in the Buffalo shooting,
and
the
that
good guy that had a gun went after the shooter that had the gun, and the bad guy that had the gun was wearing body armor. So that stupid mindset
that's always the case.
Changed. Everybody is thinking
the
that
wait a minute.
The next
hold
thing
on, hold
to
on,
do
hold
is
on.
To arm the hold teachers.
But hold on, hold on. I will real quick. I'll say this: unless these people do body armor drills, it's useless. If you don't do body armor drills, it's useless. And I'm not even going to get into it. To what that is, but unless they do that, they're trained like that, then it's obviously useless. And bullets rip through doors, bullets rip through desks, it rips through metal.
Yeah.
So it's like putting up a desk or a table or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we have to really do better.
Yeah, and the only reason why I brought that up is the fact that we're having way too many of the politicians that don't want anything to change continue to come up with excuses.
And you know why they're not going
to
change?
From the weapons being there as opposed to having something different.
Okay, hold on. I have another caller, 677. Go right ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of things can be done in these school districts. Texas has about 170 school districts where teachers carry weapons. That's one thing because criminals don't like to be shot back at. And just like you had in Virginia, where you had a guy that was getting ready to load down on a backyard party with his semi-automatic rifle, and you had a lady that was standing, a bystander that was on the sidewalk, when he came around to get ready to point at the crowd, she pulled out her legally carried weapon and shot him in the head and killed him. So that there is an example of people with legal gun carries that they can protect themselves against those things. Another thing in this case here, why did the teacher prop the door open? And she saw that thing.
Hold on. Okay. How do you know the teacher, let the door open?
Because that's what I read. That's what I read.
But most likely, in this type of situation, I mean, you may get the school door open, but he was walking around the school trying to get in, not the class.
No, well, right? Yeah, she said, the way it's written in the paper, when he crashed and the police was chasing him, she seen all this and she propped the door open. I had the door blocked open. That's an article. It wasn't me that said this. Another point, too. You guys remember them old fire doors that you could roll across on opening? Schools could install those fire doors. They're not expensive. And when you have an alarm go off, a student, a designated student, a student could grab that fire door and pull it across the opening of the traditional door, and that would keep the shooters from coming in. So there's a lot of things.
I agree. There should be solutions to this problem, but once again, the money is not rotating the right way. You know,
those doors can be designed in new construction, and their modification is not that expensive.
You just spent millions of dollars overseas. It can happen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. It can happen.
This is why I've said the government's priorities are in completely different places in general, because we have different.
And so, in other words, we'll have the same conversation next week or next month.
Yes, we're going to probably have the same discussion tomorrow.
It probably will happen again. Will happen again.
No, why are we talking about it? Because soon it could be my son's school. You know, like I told you guys earlier, you know, is that what we have to worry about? Homework, the bullying that's going on, the lack of education. Now, we have school shooting. And to the caller, Keon, one thing that Brother B and I talked about last week or earlier, how the school shooting does not happen in the poor community, as we call it, the ghetto or in the hood. You know, if someone had beef, we take with that person, give or take. We don't go out and start shooting up a whole school for no apparent reason.
Well, yes, exactly. They do, too. Back in 1998, you had one in Sumner High School in St. Louis, the school Tina Turner graduated from.
Well, that's in St. Louis. New York, we don't do that. You know, we have beef. We keep our beef with that person group.
Was it a mass shooting, like a person that just went in there and just shot up the school?
Actually, shooting at a boyfriend, shooting everybody that got in the way.
That's not, and see, you know what? I saw another article. That's not a mass shooting. A mass shooting is when someone with a high capacity, whatever gun, goes into an area where there's just innocent people and just start shooting them. That's a mass shooting. Someone going to try to shoot someone who doesn't know how to shoot. Someone that has a gun and is going to shoot someone and doesn't know how to shoot, and they shoot multiple people, that's not a mass shooting.
You had another one in 1987 at the National Grocery Store on Natural Bridge and Newstead Avenue, where two blacks went in there, and they done just that. So they have happened before. You just don't hear about it.
But that was when, in the 70s?
Well, 1987. You had a mass school shooting back in the 1930s when someone was being pursued by the police and they ran into school and started shooting up students. You just don't hear about these things. You're out of New York.
But what was the reason back then? The reason is different now compared to back then. What was the reason back then?
Well, even then and now, you have to admit that these people have mental conditions.
It's not mental. It's just evil people. Like, just, I'm sorry, but I'm a criminal mind. I'm tired of people saying it's a mental issue. It's just evil people. There is no mental issue. They're just evil.
Yeah, you're right. Evil doesn't know skin color. It's evil.
No.
And people that got evil have taken over their minds.
So you trying to? So you're telling me Adolf Hitler? I'm just going off the topic for a second. Adolf Hitler have a mental illness, or he was just pure evil?
Well, look. Throughout history, we can name. And you ain't got enough time today. We can name things that have happened that was perpetrated by quote-unquote leaders going all the way back to ancient times. But what I'm saying is that when my nephew's niece was killed here last Monday by her husband, who goes to her job and kills her, police come, he shoots at the police, get in his car and flee. Then somewhere down the road, he puts the gun up against his head. So it's people that's got mental problems and evil.
Condolences, my friend. Condolences.
Yes, it is.
Sorry to hear about that.
Okay, we got 3 minutes. Sean, thank you, sir. We have the last word. Sean Black, last word. 3 minutes.
Well, we've talked about this ad nauseum when it comes to schools, supermarkets, places of worship, synagogues, block parties, parks. This is a problem because the current government continues to deflect the real issue. The real issue is not mental illness because, as has been proven, the majority of people that have mental illness, whether it's schizophrenia or whatever mental issues there are more likely to be victims than to be perpetrators. Now, there are instances where that happens from people that have dealt with some sort of mental illness. But the majority of the time, that's not the case. The issue has always been and always will be. We have way too many guns in this country, and we also have too many people within the government that don't want to change anything. We're not even talking about just completely adding new laws, just common sense laws when it comes to checking records, red flagging people. Those kinds of things.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Sean. But one very important that we forgot to mention, Dave, Brother B, it's funny that you talk about, you know, our government. They're more focused on Roe versus Wade than the gun problem.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear any Republican tell me that they're pro-choice or pro-life.
Exactly.
If they are allowing legislation to be taken off the boards where children are being murdered almost every other day.
But, Brother B, tomorrow night, the menu, any topics yet, or you don't know?
I had a topic. I think we were going to kind of make fun of Bill Gates and his whole thing of buying up all this farmland.
Isn't he supposed to be
buying up Tesla?
That's what I'm saying. He's buying up every damn thing.
No, guys, leave Bill Gates alone. He gave you the vaccine for the pandemic that he created, okay? He gave you Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, the one that he put the microchip in, right?
Yes, exactly.
Brother,
back to your conversation about guns and everything. I heard you carry a big gun, but you've been shooting blanks lately. What's up with that, man? You know.
Yeah, child support's serious. I stay blanked up.
Wow. And on that note.
But guys, once again, this is a serious sad conversation we have, and I'm tired of this. But like I said, unfortunately, we're going to have it again by, next week or tomorrow night. Hug your loved ones. Hug your kids. You know, it's not going to get better, unfortunately, in my opinion. Just have to be careful and try to stay safe out there, you know? And that's the bottom line.
We need to do something about all the violence.
We need to do something in every place.
Too much. Too much violence.
It's been going on too much.
But Sean Black, Brother B, K-Dog, and Keon, thank you so much, guys. I'm sorry it's a short show. My mistake. But have a good night, and God bless.
All right, good night, brother. Good night, everyone.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone. Be safe.